Hi, kids. It's time for the Kids Corner.
Travis, I wanted to do the intro today.
Too bad, Joel. You snooze, you lose.
Come on. You're hogging the spotlight.
Maybe instead of arguing, we should just start the Kids Corner up.
As long as I get to start the intro next time.
Deal.
I'm sorry to have gotten you into this, Amber. I thought a morning outing to the seashore would be delightful. I never expected this.
Unless you arrange for us to be captured by pirates, I don't think you have anything you need to be apologizing for, Chelsea.
Still, it was my idea.
And I agreed, so it's both our fault, so don't be sorry. And help me think out...
All right, you landlubbers, the captain wants you topside.
Tell your scurvy pirate dog that we don't take orders from the likes of him.
Amber, what are you doing? Don't antagonize the ruffians.
They're ruffians. They're already antagonized. It's the trademark of a weak mind.
Amber!
Actually, ma'am, I am rather happy with my life here at sea. By being a pirate, I find fulfillment, social standing, and a sense of accomplishment, which is a rare trait in the current state of the world. So to say I am antagonized would be a stretch.
Oh, well, still, I am not going to put up with being pushed around.
You don't have to come up for fresh air if you don't want to.
I'm going to because I choose to. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Don't thank our captors.
But you just did.
Ah, my honored guest. Forgive me for not formally welcoming you aboard my vessel.
Thank you, Captain.
Chelsea!
Now then, I have been talking to the crew, and we all agree that though we be pirates, and above all, gentlemen, we all agree that we have a very full schedule, and it would befit men of our standing to release you without ransom.
You're letting us go?
Oh, thank you. You are so kind.
He is not. What's the catch?
I suppose the catch is, I hope you can swim. Put out the plank.
You're going to make us walk the plank?
Perhaps. But to show my color as a man of honor, I'll let you two decide who will walk the plank first. So, who will it be?
I don't want to go first.
Neither do I.
All right, I'll go first then.
No, that's not what I meant. I'll go first.
You? No, I don't want to watch my friend jump off a ship while I'm still dry and safe.
And do you think I do? No, I'll go first.
Captain, methinks this might take a while.
Yeah, I was coming to the same conclusion.
Shall I start up the radio whilst they make up their mind?
Probably a good idea. Hi, Mr. Jacobs. Are you busy?
Good morning, Pete. No, I was going to spend today relaxing. What's up?
I got this from my grandpa for Christmas, and I figured I'd ask if you knew how they worked.
Let me see. Oh, a ship in a bottle kit, huh? Interesting.
Have you ever made one of these?
You know, I don't think I have.
Hi, Mr. Jacobs.
Hiya.
Morning, girls.
So, Mr. Jacobs, we had a question for you.
He's already helping me right now, Amber.
Well, excuse me, I didn't know I needed your permission to ask Mr. Jacobs a question, Peter.
We should probably wait our turn.
That's all right, Chelsea. What's your question?
Wait, hold it. I was here first. Why do they get to budge in front of me?
Because before I can help you, I'll need to get some tools. See? It has a list of tools we need right here. Why don't you take a look at my toolbox and see what you can find?
All right.
It should be under the workbench over there. Now then. What can I help you girls with?
We have a little problem with swim class.
Yeah. Chelsea and I go to the same swim classes, and there's this other girl there.
Roberta Grace.
Yeah. Anyway, the swim teacher really likes her because she's the fastest, she dives better than any of us, and we've noticed that our swim teacher tells her how good she is a lot.
I see. And she likes to rub it in your faces?
What? I mean, no, not really.
She's too perfect to do that.
So, she isn't mean about it. Does the teacher treat her differently than the rest of you?
I mean, she gets to swim in the deep end more than any of us.
Okay, well, that makes a little bit of sense. If someone wasn't good at swimming, you'd probably want them to stick to the shallow end.
We should have known you'd take her side.
Just like everybody does.
I guess I don't understand. Was there a question here, or are you just upset and need to talk to someone about it?
Well...
I mean, if you just need me to listen... I'm more than happy to. I just thought you might need an answer.
We do need an answer. What do we do about Roberta?
Do about her? How do you mean?
I don't know. Do about her? Like, if she's better than us and gets treated like she is, then is there anything we can do about it?
That is something to think about. Do you mind if I go help Peter with his project while I think it over?
Sure.
Great. Why don't you listen to the radio while you wait? Need a hand there, Pete?
I think I'm okay. Just gotta be really gentle with these sails.
I'll go check in with the girls so I don't distract you.
How's the ship and the bottle coming along?
Pretty well, Chelsea. He's got the bigger sections figured out. Now he's got the more delicate parts to set up. Speaking of delicate situations, I've been thinking about the situation you two were asking about earlier.
Yeah, Roberta.
Right. From what I understand, this girl doesn't treat anyone badly, isn't showing off when she does well in swimming class, and although you mentioned things like being allowed to swim in the deeper end of the pool for longer, it doesn't sound like the teachers treat her that much differently than the rest of you. Is that right?
I mean, it's more... Yeah, I guess.
So that leaves me with the impression that it's not her that needs to change.
You think our teachers need to do something different then?
I think he might be saying we have to change.
Amber's right. I may be wrong, but it seems to me that you two are a little jealous of this girl.
Jealous?
Sure. You see the good things that Roberta has, and you want them too. Am I right?
Maybe a little, but is it wrong for things to be fair? Didn't we talk about this like a month or two ago?
We did talk about justice recently, but jealousy isn't about making things equal. Jealousy is saying in your heart that you deserve something that someone else has.
Is that wrong?
Most of the time.
Most of the time? How can something be wrong most of the time and not all the time?
I think the best example is in Exodus 20, verse 5. That's when God tells his people that they should not bow down and worship other gods, and he alone is the one that deserves worship.
So God was jealous of idols?
That's what he said. Of course, he was right to feel that way. He's God, and idols are just pieces of wood, metal, and stone. If someone told you that they'd prefer to love a statue instead of loving you, you'd feel pretty bad.
I guess, but what makes us being jealous of Roberta any different?
Well, who made Roberta good at swimming?
God.
Uh-huh. So if God gave her a gift, and you don't think she deserves that gift, you're kind of telling God that he made a mistake, and that he should have given you that thing instead.
I don't know. Sure it looks that way, but why can't we ask for things that other people get?
I didn't say we couldn't. But you know, there's a teaching in the Bible that I might have a script about that can help explain a little bit of why we shouldn't be jealous of people and instead be thankful for what we have. You two up for it?
Yeah, why not?
I'll go see if Peter's interested too.
And we'll listen to the radio while you get things ready.
And now, from the garage of Lionel Jacobs comes the nautical drama, The Captain Kidd, an adapted biblical teaching about responsibility. Once upon a time, there lived a boy named Gerald.
Hello, want to sail boats with me?
You see, Gerald lived near the beach, and one of his favorite things to do was to sail his toy ships in the tide pool.
It's really fun, but sometimes I look out to sea and wish I could be a real captain of a real ship.
Is that so?
Whoa, who are you?
My name is Captain Merrimack, and I couldn't help but overhear that you would like to be a captain of a ship.
More than anything.
Splendid. It just so happens that I am the captain of that huge ocean liner over there. But I need a bit of rest. That's why I'm here, looking for someone to take my place. What would you say if we switched places? I'll play in the tide pools, and you can be the captain of a ship.
That would be fantastic. Sure.
And so, Captain Merrimack tossed her captain's hat to Gerald and settled into playing with toy ships.
Batten down the hatches. It's a squall like I've never seen before. Drop the anchor. Woo!
Meanwhile, Gerald came aboard the ocean liner and was greeted by his crew.
Captain, welcome back. We need you to chart our course.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Let's raise anchor then and get underway then.
Aye, sir. Where to, sir?
Jamaica.
Aye, but we only have fuel and provisions for a little ways. Should we put into port before then?
That makes sense. Where's the nearest port that we can get that taken care of?
You were supposed to know that, sir.
Of course. Let's go here then.
Very good. What of the cargo, Captain?
Cargo?
Indeed, sir. The cargo that is due in Istanbul by the end of the week.
We'd better take care of that, shouldn't we?
It's your call. You're the captain. Speaking of which, we need to set a time for you to arbitrate a dispute amongst the crew. There's been a fight on board, and you need to give your judgment. May I remind you that things haven't been going well on board, and if you mess up, we might lose half our crew to a competitor.
That's bad, right?
Very bad, sir. Speaking of bad, have you seen the weather charts? We might be in for a rough ride in this voyage.
Meanwhile, on shore...
Look, lads, we found the buried treasure. Woo! World's best captain? Oh, no, you shouldn't have. Off to another desert island.
You can have your boat back.
What? Oh, it's you. I thought you wanted to be captain of a giant ship. I thought you were going to sail across the sea and have all kinds of adventures.
When? All it is a lot of work. I'd be so busy making sure everything didn't go wrong that I wouldn't have time to enjoy any of it.
With that, the captain smiled, stood up, and saluted Gerald.
That captain's hat might be a bit too big for you today, but you'll grow into it, my boy, one day. Thanks for giving me a break, short as it was.
And with that, Merrimack left to take command of her ship once more.
Wait, you forgot your hat.
The moral is that when we look at other people doing great things, with great abilities and great toys, what we often don't see is the great responsibilities that come with those things, the hardships, the worries. God has given every person everything they have, be that a lot or a little. And the more God has given you, the more from you He's going to expect.
So, what do you think?
Whoa, that's pretty good, Peter.
Yeah. I like how you painted the bottom of the bottle to make it look like the ship is cutting through the sea.
So, Mr. Jacobs, about the drama script, about the kid captain, is that lesson in the Bible?
I'm pretty sure it is, Amber. Didn't he start off the script by saying it was an adapted biblical teaching?
Okay, fine. Where in the Bible do we find that lesson?
Much better.
All right. Yes, it's in the Bible, and we can find it in a few places. Luke 12 and Matthew 25 both tell us that the more God gives us, the more we will have to take care of in one way or another.
It's like my mom says, more money, more problems.
That's true. But even though this alone is reason enough not to be jealous of other people, the main reason God doesn't want us to be jealous is because He's told us to love others instead.
I don't get it. What's love got to do with it?
When you love someone, you're putting them first. You're happy when they do well and hope they do well in everything. When we're jealous, we aren't thinking about anyone else except ourselves.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I would. When you want what Roberta has, are you thinking about what helps her or what helps you?
But don't we have to take care of ourselves, too?
Sure, but that's why God says in verses like Mark 12:31 and Romans 12:15 that we need to love other people like we love ourselves. Feeding the hungry, encouraging the discouraged, celebrating with the happy, and crying with those who are crying.
So when we see Roberta Grace doing well, we need to be happy for her and not get annoyed. That's not going to be easy.
It's definitely not what comes naturally, but when we let God work in our hearts, we become humble, putting other people first in our lives and ourselves second. Or like it says in Philippians 2:3.
Sounds like we'd better ask God to help us with that.
Yeah. Oh, there's my mom. We'd better go. See you later, Mr. Jacobs.
Bye, girls.
I'd better go, too. I want to ask Mom if I can video chat with my grandpa to show him this ship.
Sounds like a good idea. It's always good to see when someone's thankful for what you've given to them.
Yeah, I'd better pick up your tools first, huh?
Nah, I've got them. Though, if you'd turn off the radio, I'd appreciate it.
No problem.